Blog Talk Radio. This podcast is brought to you by the Phantom Gallery Chicago Network, an artist-run project that exhibits in non-traditional gallery settings. The Phantom Gallery looks at how the city influences art and how artists transform the city by contributing to civic dialogue and quality of life. These installations produce creative conversations. I'm your host, Alpha Bhutan. Thank you for listening. Good morning and welcome to another creative conversation. Today we're talking to Mr. Lewis. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Mr. Lewis. Oh, great, great,
hey,
great. I'm glad you are able to join us. We're going to, this listening session is basically part two of, your other episode, part one. We had Sandy Holman come in, and, you know, we talked about you and the projects that you guys are doing together and you all's collaboration. And so today, this show is basically about you. And I'd like for you to start off by introducing yourself and the work that you're doing.
Definitely, definitely. So, again, my name is Mr. Lewis. I'm from Sacramento, California, born and raised here. I only left one time to go to college and play basketball. I went to Oakland, but I am a father. I'm a videographer, a brand owner. I also homeschool my children, and I just work with the youth in the community. I work with the elders, and yeah, I'm just out here growing food, learning skills, and just pushing an empowering movement for myself and my family, just striving to be more self-sufficient and independent as much as I can. You know, I really feel like we just need to be in that mindset so that we can rebuild our culture, you know, and be able to rely on ourselves and each other more. So, yes, those are the things that I'm doing with my life.
All right. So the question that keeps coming to me is, like, why Mister? Is that your Mister? Why did you name yourself Mister?
My friend actually gave me the name, and I wanted to just be original. You know, my last name is Lewis, so it's like when I was coming up with a rap name, I didn't want to be Lil Lewis or, you know, something like that. So I just felt like Mr. Lewis was professional, and it was me still, you know, and it was just, yeah, it just, my teacher always called me Mr. Lewis anyway as well, so I just think it just fit.
Okay, because sometimes I have this hard time saying Mr. Lewis, you know, and addressing you as Mr. Lewis, and I'm like, is that his first name? But anyway, that's real proper, you know,
yeah,
for you to do that.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Go ahead.
No. You were going to say?
Oh, my first name is Cameron.
I saw on all the legal documents or the onboarding documents for the Sojourner Truth African Heritage Museum for this project, and I was like, oh, okay. But again, I feel Mr. is really proper and a way to address and have your youth that you're working with address you, and, you know, that makes me, when I see that and then I see you on stage and your performance, you know, and that is your brand. You're owning that, you know, that respect of calling you Mr., you know what I mean, and standing straight up. You know, you mentioned that you have children, and how many, and what are their ages, and what are their names?
Well, I have 5 children from ages 4, 5, 7, 11, and 16. And the oldest, his name is Jaden, which is a boy. And then, you know, my second oldest, his name is Noah. He is 11. And then my daughter, she is 7. And then my other daughter, she is 5. And then my youngest son, he is 4. His name is Legacy. So Amina and Legacy.
I'm just like, you know, you're like, how old? you know. So when you said 16, I know you said 16. I'm like, oh. And then you're saying you homeschool your children as well, which you know, I admire that when parents, you know, take control of their children's education and making sure that they, you know, shape and direct them, you know, in that vein. So congratulations on that, you know, so you should be commended for the work that you're doing with your family and with, you know, your children and your, you know, and your family. And so you also said you are an urban gardener. You grow your own food.
Yes. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I work with a bunch of farmers right now. I'm not growing at this current moment, but I am working with some urban farmers out here. I actually started with an urban farmer out here. His name is Canoke, and he runs the Israel Family Farm. And he kind of started me off with everything that I know. You know, it started with me recording him make a bed of plants and things like that. So he was just, he showed me how to double dig and, you know, till the ground. And then he just showed me how to mound it up and, you know, plant and everything. So I was just recording them. And as I put the video together, I was just watching it back and back. And I was just like, I could do this now. You know, I learned how to do it just from watching it over and over as I was putting the video together. And then after that, you know, I just was like, I definitely want to do this. So, you know, I ended up reaching out to him again and seeing if I could just help on the farm, and it just took off from there, you know. So it was definitely something I wanted to do as well, because, you know, I've been plant-based for 8 years now. So I was just thinking like, okay, you know, I eat a lot of vegetables and fruit, so I should be able to grow these things, you know. So
wow, you know, I met Canoke with Yismael Farms recently at the Black Heritage, Her Story Festival at Sojourner Truth African Heritage Museum. And he facilitated our panel discussion on environmental justice. You know, and I've heard a lot about the work that he does. And, again, that's the first time I've got a chance to work with him and Judith, his wife, and hear their story. And that's a whole nother conversation, you know, but I've heard of him. His name has been dropped in different circles. Again, I'm not there in Sacramento, but I'm calling in from Chicago and then, you know, kind of flying out, project managing this Creative Core, you know, art and placemaking project, you know, that you are a part of. You know, and so, again, his name has been dropped in different circles. Talking with Todd McPherson at Luther Burbank High School and Israel Farms has been there doing, you know, presentations and such. So a little bit about Mr. Lewis. Are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. I saw that your call had dropped momentarily, but, you know, just a little bit about you, because, you know, is a conscientious rapper, videographer, brand owner, gardener, handyman, and father based in Sacramento. He is renowned for his empowering and thought-provoking lyrics, as well as his tremendous work ethic. And you specialize in rebuilding the culture, focusing on the family structure and community, African spirituality, learning skills to become more self-significant, and eating healthy, music and dance, literature, arts and crafts, and oral traditions. So, you know, this is what I have in your bio, but I want to shift in terms of you and your social justice statement, you know, that and you want to talk a little bit about that and what your mission is.
Definitely, definitely. Yes, yes. So that's really my mission, like as you was just speaking about, you know, rebuilding a culture it starts within yourself, you know what I mean, switching your mindset to do things in a way that are beneficial for you, you know, instead of just doing we've just been doing because this is what they tell us to do and this is what everybody else is doing. You know, it's just really rethinking and reanalyzing, you know, the necessities that we have for ourselves and being able to take these things like, you know, our food and like I was saying, oral traditions. And that's just like, you know, the things that we grow up telling each other, telling our children, you know, all of these stories that we tell them. And it's like, you know, are these things beneficial for us? Do these things empower us? You know, do these things make us want to go out here and change our communities and make an impact, you know, from all these Christmas stories and all of these, you know, just different stories that we just came up learning about. So, yes, it starts within us switching our minds and then our children, you know, raising them up right so that they can go into the community and build right and we could just have better for ourselves. So, yes, and it's definitely taking care of our bodies, our health, learning skills, just so that we can take care of our necessities that we have, you know, homes, you know, clothing and all of these good things. So, yes, that's my mission. My mission is just to continue to motivate people to do these things through my music and do them myself. So I'm actually learning these skills myself, making sure that I'm getting my children into these crafts and these arts as well. You know, there's a lot that we need. You know, the music is definitely in us. The arts are definitely in us. You know, we need all of these things just to benefit us, you know, to represent us in a way that, like I was saying, it empowers us. It makes us want to go out here and be strong. So it's just, you know, rebuilding our self-identity. And that's what I'm doing with my music. That's what I'm doing with my time and with my children. So that's definitely my mission.
So let's talk a little bit about your curriculum that you are homeschooling. What's a day like for you? You know, and you got a 4, 5, 7, you know, and, you know, 11. You're homeschooling everybody, but what's a day like for you with the grade levels that you're in your curriculum? Have you designed your curriculum or what curriculum are you following?
Well, I'm still actually following the school curriculum. I haven't designed my own or got one. So, yes, I still use the school curriculum, but I just filter out things. It's just like, you know, I don't pay too much attention to the history, and I teach my children, you know, our history, you know. So when it comes to those certain things, I just show them our people, our history, even with science, you know. I just make sure I get them lots of projects. I show them science, black scientists and all of those types of things. So a day in the life with me and my family on a homeschooling day, it just starts off just, you know, we wake up, get some fruits in, get some water in, you know, just want to start it off healthy. And then, you know, I just get them going. So, you know, it's be my little ones. They're working on their packets. And my son, he also works on his packet, or he's computer. They have a lot of stuff on the computer as well. So, you know, I'm just helping them knock that stuff out. And, yeah, we reading, you know, reading different books, showing my little ones how to read. And that's another thing, too, that I'm very proud of, that I taught my little ones how to read, you know, because school taught me how to read. And I just think it's cool to be able to do those things for our youngins, you know, just us be the teachers for them all the way. Well, first and foremost, not all the way, because, you know, they're always going to be influenced by the outside life and things like that. So I try to make sure that I keep them watching crafts and, you know, not just on YouTube, just watching anything and just playing a game all day. You know, those are things that they do like to do, but I just make sure that I'm really on them about it. Like, hey, what y'all watching? Okay, hey, you've been on the game for about 2 hours, an hour now. It's time to get off the game now. It's time to do something productive. You know, that's just something I always tell them. They already know. It's like, all right, it's time to do something productive. And they know what they need to do, what they need to watch, things like that. So, yeah, I'm just
And of course they're with you of course, they're with you in the garden. And what about your field trips? I'm sure you guys have been over to Sojourner Truth African Heritage Museum.
Definitely. Yes, yes. I take them with me all the time to different places that I go. On Thursdays, we are at the urban farm, you know, with Evangelist. She's also a urban gardener out here working. So, yes, on Thursdays, we go to the farm, and we're just working out there or helping her and all types of things like that. So, yeah, I just take them around with me when I have them, and we get to do a whole bunch of different things.
I heard that, you know. So, again, congratulations. One of the things I wanted to ask you, too, is what's the name of your organization? Because you are also a cross-sector partner with this project.
Yes, yes. It's Rebuilding the Culture.
And your mission is to promote healthy lifestyles through eating, lifelong learning, restoring the family structure and community, learning skills, and practicing better oral traditions. And so, welcome aboard the Creative Core, it's Capital Region Creative Core, art and placemaking project. Again, as a cross-sector partner, I wanted to ask you a couple of questions. Go along with our programming. And with the Capital Region Creative Core, this program is a media outreach and engagement campaign that the Sojourner Truth Heritage Museum focuses on social justice, community engagement. And the objective of our programming is to create an economic and workforce development program and demonstrate how artists from multiple disciplines can be instrumental in developing and implementing critical campaigns to address our most pressing community issues. And you are in partnership with, or have been introduced to me through Sandy Holman with Culture Co-op. And So the question that I wanted to pose was, how can the community help you to restore environmental justice within our local communities?
Well, I think by just showing up, you know, and doing their part in their community, in their household, definitely by supporting the things that we are doing. Like you said, I'm working with Sandy Holman. We're working on a project right now. It's called Sankofa Life, and it's definitely just to, you know, get people's mind to, like Sankofa is to go back and fetch it, go back into the past and, you know, learn from the ancient people and our ancestors. And she also has a movie called, a documentary called The Cost of Darkness that she has been airing and playing all around the city. And that's just getting the people to understand systemic racism and all of those types of things. So, yes, it's definitely just, you know, learning as much as we can about those different things, about racism, about food justice, and about our history and ourselves, you know. So that's what we could do. We could just learn those things as much as we can, you know, show up to support events when we have them. You know, check out the Sojourner Truth Museum. They have a lot of history in there, a lot of arts, a lot of culture. So just doing things like that, you know, just showing up, you know, being there for productive conversations, learning, getting the youth involved. And, yes, that's definitely how people can help what we got going on.
Sounds great. Tell me a little bit about your work plan with this project. I know that you submitted your project to be not only the videographer and capturing, like, basically photojournalism, but you also are going to offer, workshops. And just talk about it, you know, the workshops that you
Definitely.
Are going to offer.
So, yes, I'm going to be offering workshops with the youth and even parents as well. So you know, I'm going to invite youth down to the library that's out here, Martin Luther King Library, and get them into, you know, recording and mixing, you know, songs. So I want to be able to get the youth to create positive, empowering songs that focus in on, you know, themselves, rebuilding themselves up, empowering themselves, you know, just positive things about them, you know, even their story, even if it's just telling their story and just having an outlet to do that, you know. So I want to be able to invite families and the youth down to the library to be able to write these songs, learn how to mix and use certain different programs on the computer. And even with my videography, I also want to show them how to do that and just teach the youth that they could be self-sufficient, that there's other, the regular norm things that are being in our faces, pushed in our faces all the time, you know. So I just want to be able to be an outlet for the youth, for parents as well, and showing them there's a different way for us to, you know, make money and just do what we do.
So not only are you offering, you know, like them being able to work with sound equipment in a sound booth and creating, you're going to also work with them on creating lyrics, and you're offering a writing workshop as well with them telling their stories. And I think that, again, doing it at a library, because they have a learning center there, and there's a great outreach with teens that are there, and they also have the equipment that has been sitting there and basically almost like storage, you know, so it's a good opportunity to use the work that's there. But I do understand you have a studio that's at the Community Ground Church?
Yeah, Common Grounds.
Common Ground, yes.
Yes, yes. I have my own studio there with one of my friends. His name is Matthew Ballin. We had got a grant to do that, to put the studio there and do the same things. So, you know, he does mixing and engineering. I do the videography. So we just came together to teach the youth how to do those things and also just record them. And, yeah, just do the same thing, be there to mentor youth. You know, we have youth come from foster homes and things like that. They come down in groups. Sometimes they come down in groups. Sometimes they come individually. And we just, you know, provide our services for them.
Great. You know, and that's in the Valley High area?
Yes, it is. Yes, yes.
All right. So this is a great time to promote that. You know what I mean? So if you can, you know, give a little bit more about those locations. When does your project, is underway as a videographer, but when does your project start with the, you know, the workshops that you'll be doing? They're scheduled, you're doing your outreach here for April. We're coming into April, ending Women's Her Story Month. And the event, the Sojourner Truth African Heritage Museum Earth Day, will happen on April 13th, and there you will be performing and also being our the videographer for that day. And not only just, you know, taking, you know, random, you know, snapshots or video performances, but you're going to turn around and shape that into, you know, a commercial or a narrative that we can send out as part of our marketing tool for this project.
Yes, yes.
Anything else you want to tell us, like, you know, the days that and times that you are scheduling your workshops there at the, you know, at the church?
Yeah, so Monday through Thursday are usually the days that I'm there to work. So, yes, I'm definitely going to be making a post soon. And inviting people to come out in April, like I said, Monday through Friday. And times going to vary, you know, just depending on what the schedule is for the youth. And, yeah, so we're going to be at the Martin Luther King Library or down at Common Grounds Church. And we're going to be providing those services. So, yes, people can just come out and get involved.
Right, and then we can also see your performance during Earth Day on the 13th of April there at Florence Square as part of the Earth Day. And then folks can also sign up for your workshop during that time. And then we really want to encourage, participants from what we call the 95822 is where the museum is located off 24th and Florence. And then, the 95823 zip code is, of course, up by Luther Burbank, and it goes, toward Meadowview, toward Valley, and in those areas. And so those are areas where our outreach for this program is, it's in that number one percentile that, that's our audience and that's our outreach and what we're doing through the museum and this project. Is there anything else you want to add? Like, how can people get in touch with you? Where is your website? Where can we find you online?
Definitely. So my website is rebuildingtheculture.com. And, I sell my clothing on my website. And I also have a cookbook on there that I have done with my lady. And, yeah, so you can get all that at rebuildingtheculture.com. You can find me on all social medias at Mr. Lewis, MSTERLEWIS. I got hundreds of music videos and cooking videos, just different things like that on YouTube and on Apple Music and Spotify. Wherever you listen to music at, you can find my music on there as well. So, yes, just tap in with me, and I know you will love the music and the vibe. So,
right. And so, and if anyone wants to contract you to come out, to service their project, we're looking forward to, seeing the work that you are producing. I just saw the two videos that are basically intros to the workshops that Sandy Holman did for Women's Her Story and Mariana Sousa. And her workshop that she did for Women's Her Story Month. And those were great, as, short clips to, to kind of feed in, and we need those. We need those type of programming for each of our artists that are part of our team and that are getting ready to execute their projects, for our workforce development, component. I'm going to circle back here. We only have a few minutes left on this call, but a cookbook, and I'm going to go and find that cookbook online. And I guess I'll go to your website and I'll find your cookbook. And in that cookbook, what's your favorite recipe or your favorite dish?
I would have to say probably the veggie burger. I think that's my favorite.
Oh,
I love mushroom burgers. Yeah, mushroom burgers is my favorite. And,
well,
is
I'm
that
definitely
going to
go look.
I really love spaghetti, too.
Spaghetti, huh? All right. So I'm definitely going to go and look at this cookbook. I have a blog. I'm a blogger, and it's called Wash Your Hands First. And I like to add cookbooks and other links to my blog, so, and then load up recipes from other, bloggers or, writers. So I'm definitely going to look you up and attach you to Wash Your Hands First, my blog. And so
thanks.
We only have a few seconds left on this call. So thank you again for taking out the time for this listening session. And it's been really great talking with you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.
This podcast is brought to you by the Phantom Gallery Chicago Network, an artist-run project that exhibits in non-traditional gallery settings. The Phantom Gallery looks at how the city influences art and how artists transform the city by contributing to civic dialogue and quality of life. These installations produce creative conversations. I'm your host, Alpha Bhutan. Thank you for listening.